Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 10th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Apple announced a load of new products at an announcement today. The iPhone 11 Pro and Pro Max with 5.8-inch and 6.5-inch displays, including the A13 Bionic processor with a claimed better battery life and a triple camera system that includes both telephoto and wide-angle lenses. They're available in six colors. Apple's 6.1-inch iPhone 11 is the more affordable version of the new iPhones with low-light night mode, also an A13 Bionic chip, dual cameras, and an ultra-wide lens, also available in six colors. Apple says the iPhone 11 will start at $699, the 11 Pro at $999, and the 11 Pro Max at $1,099. The iPhone 8 will now cost $449, and the iPhone XR will remain available, though the XS will not. The XR will now cost $599. Apple announced the Watch Series 5 with built-in compass, always-on display, and new materials, shipping September 20th from $399. The Series 3 will remain available. That price drops to $199. Apple Arcade will debut on September 19th for $4.99 a month with a one-month free trial. Apple says it will add 100 or so games to its catalog in the coming weeks. Apple TV Plus will launch on November 1st for $4.99 a month in 100 countries. Customers get 1 year free with the purchase of an Apple device like an iPhone, iPad, or Apple TV. Facebook posted an explanation of how it uses background location data from smartphones. In Android 10, Facebook will phase out its app location settings in favor of the new Android 10 location settings and will respect the most restrictive choice until then. Facebook also notes that in iOS 13, users will see a pop-up informing them of how often and for what reason Facebook accesses location info. The post notes that Facebook may also know some location information based on check-ins, events, and IP addresses you use to access Facebook. Daimler announced it's begun testing autonomous trucks on Virginia highways in partnership with startup Torque Robotics, which Daimler recently acquired a majority stake in. Freightliner Cascadia is equipped with LiDAR sensors, cameras, and radar, and Torque's self-driving software will have drivers and engineers on board to pull trailers with added weight to simulate loads near Torque's headquarters in Blacksburg, Virginia. The vehicles are said to be level 4 by the Society of Automotive Engineers. Attorneys general from 48 U.S. states, the territory of Puerto Rico, and the District of Columbia announced an antitrust investigation into Google. Texas State Attorney General Ken Paxton made the announcement on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court. The investigation will focus on advertising practices, but other points of inquiry may also be included. Other attorneys mentioned search ranking and protecting personal information as areas of concern. Attorneys general from California and Alabama were the only U.S. states not involved. Elliott Management took a $3.2 billion stake in AT&T Monday, and along with it, questioned AT&T's acquisition decisions, which included buying DirecTV and Time Warner. Specifically, Elliott questioned if the board should consider changes to AT&T's leadership, saying AT&T has suffered from operational and execution issues over the past decade, for which the current leadership team is accountable. There's no greater board responsibility than to evaluate the skills and experience necessary to lead AT&T with its current mix of assets into the future. Alibaba chairman Jack Ma is stepping down as chairman of the company he co-founded in 1999. Ma is 55 years old and is expected to focus on philanthropy and education. Alibaba has a market cap of $460 billion and is considered the world's most valuable retail brand outside the United States. Daniel Zhang Yang will become the new chairman of Alibaba. Zhang has been CEO since 2015. 51 tech CEOs, including those from Amazon, AT&T, Dell, IBM, Qualcomm, SAP, Salesforce, Visa, MasterCard, JP Morgan Chase, State Farm, and Walmart, signed an open letter to Congress asking for federal law in the United States on user data privacy to supersede the growing issue of state-level privacy laws. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.